Hello, this is Dennis Wing, and this session is a bonus to the songwriting class. As you probably know, I have a small side business where I put music to people's lyrics. I have clients from all over the world, basically, mostly in America, but I had one from Scotland who did quite a few songs with me. I had one from China. And so it's all very exciting. And what they do is they send me the lyrics and like a YouTube link of a song that they like, that they think might fit the style of their lyrics. And, you know, I take it from there. And so this session is simply me going through the process. I have a new request. This is by a longtime client who writes relatively offbeat lyrics. So I will just say up front, you know, obviously the content of this song has no, you know, like you see in the beginning of a movie, the content herein is no reflection on any of the company members or staff members or blah blah blah. So in other words, if you don't like the lyric, if you don't like the song, don't come to me. But anyway, these are the lyrics which I've just printed out, and he wrote, please note that the second stanza should be up tempo, noticeably more than the rest, kind of a quick explosion. Definitely looking for an upbeat feel here, a little of Paul McCartney and Wings. And his YouTube example is the Paul McCartney song Silly Love Songs. So I'm basically going to walk you through the process of what I do, and I got permission from this particular client to use his lyrics, and what he will own the song. I don't do it that way. I just get a fee up front, and then they own the song. If they become famous later, so be it. You know, they could take me out for dinner later, but but you know, I found out a long time ago that my ideal business model was not to go into partnership with people and then try and keep track of all these hundreds of songs or dozens of songs, however many I've written, and see if they're gonna make any money or not. I just get my fee up front and then I'm done. But so the first thing I do, by the way, is I set the timer. You know, I refuse to spend more than an hour on this process, but I'm gonna walk you through what I do, not so that you can, you know, go into business or anything necessarily. I mean, you can. So that it streamlines your own way of, it gives a perspective on how to mimic songs without infringing copyright. You know, if you hear a song you like, there's many simple and easy ways that you can write something similar and have it sound nothing like the original, and you're going to see that right now. I have no idea what's going to come out. I have no idea how good it's going to be, but here we go. So the very first thing I'm going to do is listen to the Silly Love Songs. I used to love this song when I was a kid, so in this particular assignment, it's fun for me. And basically, I'm just listening for the tempo and the groove. All right, hopefully you can hear that. And here's the tempo. So it's about 126. Let's say 125. Okay, so that's the first thing. And then the second thing I notice is that it's very sort of majory, diatonic. You know, and it's kind of fun and upbeat. And what I mean by diatonic is it's in a major key, and all the chords are very much part of that major key. I don't know what key that's in. I really was gonna guess C, and it turns out that I was right, but I didn't want to be wrong on tape. But anyway, it's definitely, and I might even listen to the progression a little bit. And I hear a 1-3-4, you know, so I hear like 1-3-4, you know, and then what's wrong with that? That's a two chord. Oh, well, hang on, maybe not. No, that's a three chord, my bad. And there's another wrong with that. And anyway, so I got a bunch of diatonic chords, and I wrote down my tempo, 125. So I personally am gonna just take the song into a different key, because me taking it into a different key, it makes me far less likely to be hearing that song. I don't want to hear that song anymore. I just wanted to hear the tempo and the groove and what's kind of happening harmonically. You know, melodically, I'll get to in a minute. I don't personally start that way. I start with the rhythm and then the harmony first, and then I do the melody over it. So let's see what we got here. So I'm just going to start with the lyrics. This is how I do it. I just start and see what comes out. And I'm recording this not only for your benefit, but I want to point out I always record, especially when I first start, because you probably have had this experience where something comes out and you were like, hey, that was good. What was that? But you didn't quite capture it. And now you got to remember and maybe you can never quite get it back. You know, so there's an old saying called first thought, best thought. And so in composing, you know, now that we have such great technology, you know, get yourself a little dictaphone or something. It's a huge benefit. And I use this all the time. And I never have to mix or anything. It automatically compresses everything down. So I'm going to change the key to like G, for example. And so in order to get that Silly Love Songs out of my head and not hear it as like a 5 chord to C where we just were in, I'm going to play a little like 1 and then 3. Now, in this particular case, he said that the second stanza should be more up-tempo. So I might not use the groove of Silly Love Songs for the very first verse. I might do, so if that's gonna be my groove, so I'm doing that, but now I'm gonna start with a silence come to get me for picking the wrong grapes. I'm so blind I can't really see. The radio sings some snappy song now about lost love and sweet honey. Within some imaginary wrong, we all laugh our asses off. It's so funny. Meanwhile, in the trenches, they're stuck. I love you and you love me, and the army doesn't know it, but they can't win. And I realize he needs another line there. So I either have to write to him and tell him that he needs another line, or I have to mess with the... And by the way, I don't remember what I just played, but it was serviceable. You know, one of the ways I do this, you know, is I don't overthink things. I just, if I can tweak something, great, but if it's good enough, I leave well enough alone. You know, I could tweak for hours and they still might not like it. But let me think about this chorus for a minute. He's got only 3 lines here. Sounds a little more final anyway, so I broke up the third line with it where the comma is. I'm making that into lines 3 and 4. So I'm gonna put a slash mark there to remind me that it's 3-4. Now I'm actually gonna go back and listen to this and write what I did just off the cuff and see if I like it.